Now it was after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, was in love with her. But Amnon was so frustrated on account of his sister Tamar that he made himself ill. For she was a virgin, and it seemed too difficult to Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very clever man, and he said to him, "Why are you the king's son? So depressed morning after morning, will you not tell me?" So Amnon said to him, "I am in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother." Said to the king, "Please have my sister Tamar come and make me a couple of pastries in my sight so that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent a messenger to the house of Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food."
Thank you.
with a very great hatred. Indeed, the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, get up, go away. But she said to him, no, because this wrong in sending me away is greater than the other that you have done to me. Yet he would not listen to her. Then he called his young man who attended him and said, now throw this woman out of my presence and lock the door behind her. Now she has attendant took her out and locked the door behind her. Tamar took ashes and put them on her head and tore her long sleeve garment which was on her, and she put her hand on her head and went on her way. Isolated in her brother Absalom's house. Now when King David heard about all these matters, he became very angry. But Absalom did not speak with Amnon, either good or bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. Now it came about after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons to celebrate. And Absalom came to the king and said, behold, now your servant has sheep shearers. May the king and his servants please go with your servant. But the king said to Absalom, no, my son, we should not all go so that we will not be a burden to you. Though he urged him, he would not go, but he blessed him. Then Absalom said, if not, please have my brother Amnon go with us. But the king said to him, why should he go with you? Nevertheless, Absalom urged him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. To Amnon just as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons got up and each mounted his mule and fled. that the report came to David, saying Absalom has struck and killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. Then the king stood up, tore his clothes and lay on the ground, and all his servants were standing by with clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, responded, "Let my lord not assume that they have put to death all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. Because this has been set up by the intent of Absalom since the day that he violated his sister Tamar. So now may my lord the king not take the report to heart, claiming all the king's sons are dead, but only he had finished speaking. Behold, the king's sons came and raised their voices and wept. And the king and all his servants also wept very profusely. Now Absalom